It's time now for Super Psychologist, Dr. Mara Karpel, and your golden years.
Good evening and welcome to Dr. Mara Karpel and your golden years this evening and every Sunday evening at 5 p.m. Central Time and that's 6 p.m. Eastern Time right here on blogtalkradio.com and on drmarakarpel.com. And today is Sunday, November the 17th. And we are back live after a week off. Last week, we played an encore for you to celebrate Veterans Day. And I hope you all had a very happy Veterans Day weekend. And we're back in beautiful Austin, Texas. And Art Mendoza of Accomplice Entertainment, producer of this program, is here with us this evening to make the show run smoothly. And we have another great program in store for you. Right after the break, I will be joined on the phone from New York City once again by Reginald Proctor. The last time Reginald joined us, he came on as a musician, and we played some of his music, and his musician name was Teddy Houston. This time he joins us as a motivational speaker, and he'll be here to inspire us and to speak about the importance of trusting yourself and trusting your judgment. And then later in the program, I'll talk a little bit about finding our bearings during this topsy-turvy time, getting back on track. I've spoken about that before, but I have just a couple of more insights into that. And along the way, Art Mendoza of Accomplice Entertainment will be joining us on this side of the microphone to talk a bit about a musical series that he has been producing here in Austin, Texas. So we have a lot in store for you. And if this is the first time that you're tuning in, I'm a licensed psychologist from New York City, practicing here in Austin, Texas, and also occasionally in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. And I work with adults of all ages and have had a specialty of working with seniors and caregivers. And for the past several years, I've been evaluating veterans for PTSD and other mental health conditions. And if you want to contact me, if you have information that you think I should know about or you have a question that you want to ask me, please feel free to give me a call. My phone number is 512-626-6973. My email is drmarakarpel.com, or you can go through my website, which is drmarakarpel.com, and just click on contact. And this evening's program is produced by Accomplice Entertainment, Postal Productions, and Psyched Up Productions, and it's sponsored by Dr. Ronald DeVere, neurologist, memory specialist, and author of the book Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask. To make an appointment with Dr. DeVere at his memory clinic in Lakeway, Texas, or to purchase a copy of his book, you can call him at 512-261-7909 or send him an email to rdevere, that's R-D-E-V-E-R-E, at austin.rr.com. And his book is also available on Amazon. And this evening's program is also sponsored by Storyhouse. Storyhouse gathers your stories and turns them into multimedia collections that can be shared now and for generations to come. Have Storyhouse over to conduct a private interview in your home or invite them to your next big event or family reunion. Storyhouse, where your memories live. Find out more at yourstoryhouse.com or call 512-296-8752. Okay, so throughout this evening's program, I want to let you know that we will have time to take your questions. So if you have any questions or comments for me or for my guest, please feel free to give a call. The toll-free number is 855-345-4720. That's 855-345-4720. Or you can email your questions to me, and I will read them on the air to my guests. And again, my email address is drmara, that's D-R-M-A-R-A, at drmaracarpel.com. drmaracarpel.com. You can also hear this evening's program after the show by going to my website, and the link to the podcast will be posted later tonight, along with any website links that are given on this program, and that's at drmaracarpel.com. You can also hear the podcast in as soon as 5 minutes after this show ends by going directly to Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com. /your golden years. And for information from previous programs, to listen to all the previous programs that we have done here on Blog Talk Radio over the last 6 years, you can check out my website, drmaracarpel.com. You can also read all my blogs there, find out about my book, watch videos that we've done in the studio with the guests who've been live here in Austin, Texas, and a bunch of other things. You can also go again directly to Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/your golden years, and all of the shows, all the podcasts will be there. So you can listen to any one of them. And to find out about upcoming information, so upcoming shows, upcoming events, book signing events, things of that nature, to read my blogs as soon as they're posted, you can follow me on Facebook. That's the best way to do that. And the way to follow me on Facebook is to go to Dr. Mara Carpel, Your Golden Years. All right, we're going to take a brief break, but don't go anywhere because it'll be a very brief break. And when we come back, we'll be joined on the phone from New York City by motivational speaker Reginald Proctor, who's going to talk with us about the importance of trusting yourself and trusting your own judgment. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Super Psychologist Dr. Mara Carpel will be back after words from our sponsors. Dr. Mara's book, The Passionate Life, Creating Vitality and Joy at Any Age, is now available on Kindle and in paperback at Amazon. Don't forget to listen to Dr. Mara Carpel and Your Golden Years live from Austin, Texas, every Sunday on blogtalkradio.com.
Please visit us on the web at www.drmaracarpel.com.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Carpel and Your Golden Years right here on blogtalkradio.com and on drmaracarpel.com. And now joining us on the phone from New York City is motivational speaker Reginald Proctor, joining us once again. Hey, Reginald.
Dr. Mara, how are you today?
I am great. How are you? How are things in New York?
Things are a little chilly.
Yeah.
But besides that, things are well. You know, things are moving. So that's
great.
Good.
Great. I'm so glad to have you back on the program. I know the last time you were on, you came on as the musician, the guest artist, and we played some of your music. But I'm excited to have you on to inspire us. So thanks for being here. I just want to remind you there's a slight delay when we speak like this, so just keep that in mind. So maybe you can let our listeners know a little bit about your background.
Sure, I can. Texas-born boy. Grew up in the great state of Texas. I've always had a passion for people. I've always had a passion for speaking. And the ironic thing about it is that when I was younger, I used to have a a stuttering problem, which was so bad until I really couldn't articulate, you know, my thoughts. But I always had a lot to say. You know, I was always very sensitive and tuned in, you know, to people and their emotions and their struggles. So I always had so much to say, but for years and years and years, you know, I wasn't able to say it because it just wouldn't come out. Mm-hmm. And as I continued to grow and continue to find myself, as a matter of fact, I think that the fact that I wasn't able to, you know, to really speak the way that I wanted to for such a long time was a good thing, because what it did is that it made me learn to listen. To listen and to observe and, you know, to really pay attention as opposed to always being the one, you know, somewhere trying to expound. So I was able to tune in a lot, like I said, to people, their emotions, their feelings, things that was happening. And I was able to just be able to sit back and to look at them and, you know, see how they felt to me. Basically go from there. Then, so later years, I started singing and doing that, which gave me an opportunity to express myself. I later on became a certified life coach, and then I just started doing speaking engagements wherever people would allow me to come in, you know, to deliver a kind, positive word.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, yeah, so that's pretty much my start.
Yeah, that's interesting that you said that. I just want to mention that about, you know, not being able to express yourself. And so it kind of made you even more sensitive in a way because you were able to listen and observe. And I can understand that because I was very shy as a kid. Mm-hmm. So I, even though I didn't have a speech issue, I did have a speech issue because I just didn't feel confident in speaking. So I listened and observed, and I think there's a lot of learning in that. You know, then I became a psychologist. So there you go.
There absolutely is a lot of learning in that because you learn to pay attention to your own thoughts, you know, and then as you continue to grow, you know, continue to look at yourself, you know, one of the things, like, for example, when I get a chance to speak to kids, and this is not something that I came up with, but I learned, you know, but I learned this from somebody one time, and they told me, this guy, he was a teacher, and he said that he tells his kids all the time, don't compete, don't compare, and don't complain.
Mm.
So when he explained that to me, and he said, you know, he tells them to not compete because, see, competition is a funny thing, you know, and a lot of times competition does not exist, you know, but it only exists within your mind with certain things, with personal issues. You know, competition only exists in your mind because once you get to the place where you have learned to maximize who you are, then there is no competition. You know, it's all about you trusting yourself, believing in yourself, and then applying the things that you have learned about yourself. But there's no competition. So I thought that was really, really, you know, really, really telling and really brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, so then he would tell them, so then he would say, don't compete, don't compare.
Mm-hmm.
And this is huge as well, because we as human beings, you know, we've been taught to compare ourselves to our neighbors, to our sisters and brothers, to our friends, to our colleagues, you know, as a way of getting, you know, getting a read on where we are. You know, but a lot of times that doesn't work because you have to understand, you know, your circumstances or what brings you, you know, to a certain place in your life is different. You know, it's different than your brother. It's different than your colleague. So if you're looking at yourself, you know, let's say from the standpoint, let's say a person says, oh, I'm 30 years old, so I should be here. I'm looking at my friend, and he's also 30 years old, or she's 30 years old, and they've accomplished X, Y, Z. Okay, but I seem to be running behind. Well, see, you can't look at it like that because you don't know. You know, you don't know their road. You don't know their plight. So when you compare yourself without having all that knowledge, you know, you do yourself a disservice. So don't compare. And then, lastly, don't complain.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have an issue, because if there are some things that you're not comfortable with, let's say, about yourself, there's no need to complain about it. Just get to work trying to improve them, or trying to change, or trying to improve it so you get to a better place. Because if you
uh-huh.
complain, it's not going to do anything but make the matter larger than it needs to be, and eventually it gets so large until you're afraid. You don't even know how to go about tackling it. So, you know, I think those things are very, very important.
Yeah, and that you know, when you're talking, that brings us to that topic that you said you wanted to speak about, which is really important, is trusting yourself and trusting your own judgment. And when you said you were going to be on the program to talk about that, I was thinking about social media and how that
mm-hmm.
really sabotages us in that way. We're out there trying to get likes and other people's approval all the time, or even everybody's advice on what we should do.
Dr. Mary, you are so right. You are so right. And that's one of the biggest pitfalls that we human beings run into. See, society always says that it's in place to help us, right? To help, you know, and to support and to show you the way to go. But really, society consistently tells you that you can't. It tells you that you're not. It tells you that you shouldn't. You know, society gives you all sorts of negative feedback about yourself if you listen to it, because society puts you in a position where you are comparing, where you are competing, and where you are complaining, because you're looking at something, you know, you're looking at something, but you don't have all the information, you know, and these
mm-hmm.
pictures and these visions that social media gives us, who says it's true? You don't even know. You will look at some person on social media who says that they're doing super, they are doing so well, they're making X amount of dollars, and they're doing this and they're doing that, you know, and they can show you pictures. But who's to say that that's true?
Right. Right.
So if you buy into it and then start to compare yourself, again, that pitfall is there again.
Yeah. Yeah. And if they really are doing it, who's to say, you know, what other struggle they have, or what they did to get there?
There you go.
You don't know the whole story. You're absolutely, and like you said, I like what you said, we're all on our own path. And one of the things I thought about when you said that was that maybe that's not your path. Maybe
right.
you have a different gift that right now you're actually, it's sort of, you know, getting cooked up, and you know, when it's ready to come out, when you're brave enough, it will.
Exactly, because, you know, one of the things that I say to people all the time, I say, is that we all have different ETAs, different estimated times of arrival.
Uh-huh.
Some folk get there
right.
faster for whatever reason, you know, and God bless them. But, you know, you have to be able to look at yourself, to become comfortable enough with yourself to understand that you are on the right path at all times. You know, the only thing that we don't know, you know, because we as humans, you know, we want to have all the answers. Well, we don't know when your things are going to manifest. That's the only thing we don't know. But I will tell you this, that if you trust in who you are, you know, and that if you are taking the necessary steps in order to improve your life in whatever, you know, in whatever whatever area you want to improve it in, if you're taking those steps, you know, and if you stay true to yourself and if you believe in yourself, you will get there. The only thing that you don't know, the only, you know, the only question that you have is when.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have to trust your judgment to know that you're on the right path. See, some things come with experience. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, what I have seen, you know, looking at my clients and even, you know, people around me and hearing people's stories and even in my own life, is that sometimes it takes longer because there's something else that you're learning that
mm-hmm.
when you're ready, when that comes out, that's going to be really great. So it was great that you spent the time. I mean, I was thinking about graduate school. My program was 5 years. It was a 5-year program. It took me eight
mm-hmm.
years. And I, you know, because I had to work during the time that in order to get the university paid my tuition if I worked 20 hours a week. And so that
mm-hmm.
slowed me down. And I complained about that, obviously. I didn't want to be a student forever. But when I look back, I'm so glad it took me 8 years, because those 3 extra years of doing that work, that was all experience where I was learning more. So
yes.
When I was done, I was, you know, I was that much ahead because I had all that experience. So it may seem like people aren't reaching their goal, but they're actually learning. Even some of the hardships are those things that are going to help them in the future.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things, again, and I, you know, I go back to our vision. You know, some things you can't know until you get there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what we have to learn to do, we have to learn to, again, trust in ourselves, trust in our judgment. So people say to me all the time, well, Coach Proctor, how do you do that? How do you trust?
Yeah, that was my next question. How do you do
that? So here's the thing. You know, we have choices, right? You know, there are always maybe 2 to 3 different ways that we can look at a situation. Like, for example, I have a friend of mine, and, you know, he loves to be the victim, right? So
mm-hmm.
whenever some things go wrong with him, he'll say to me, oh, you see, I took 1 step forward and then 2 steps back. I took 2 steps forward, and then now I take 3 steps back. You know, it's crazy. You know, I can't seem to get a break. So I say to him all the time, well, let's concentrate on those 2 steps forward that you took.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because you are
mm-hmm.
progressing. You are progressing, but sometimes, you know, things happen to you in this lifetime that has nothing to do with your progress, has nothing to do with what you deserve, has nothing to do with you, with what you want. Sometimes things happen to you simply because you live in this world.
Right.
You know, and I make the analogy like this. Yes. And I say to people all the time, for example, let's say I put on a white suit, right? It's in the summertime. I put on a white suit and I walk outside. You know, and I'm very careful not to brush up against anything, not to let anything touch me. I'm very careful to do that. I'm very conscious of that for the whole entire day. So I go out and I go here, I go there, I go here, I go there, and at the end of the day, I come back home. I take off my suit. I look at it. There's a spot on it. Where did it come from? Where did it come from? I know I didn't bump into anything because I was conscious of not bumping into. Where did that come from? Why is it there? I tried. I really did. Well, you have to understand, since you were out in the elements, things are going to get on you. And it has nothing to do with whether or not you deserve it. It's just because you live in this world and things are going to happen because you're in this world. And here's another way of looking at some things, which is another mindset and maybe another conversation for another day. But sometimes things happen to us for the benefit of someone else. So what I mean by that is that sometimes we'll have some difficulties. Now, the only reason that those difficulties come to us is because we have the strength to endure and to get to the other side, right? So we may be sacrificed to a certain extent for this to happen, but it happens to us because there's somebody else who's watching our steps. There is somebody else who's watching our journey, you know, and they see things happening to us, but they also see us with the strength to continue, to endure. They, you know, they don't see us quitting, you know, with every little thing that happens. So it teaches them strength. You know, it teaches them perseverance. It teaches them endurance. So sometimes
Absolutely.
These things happen. Mm-hmm. So we have to understand that things are going to happen to you. Things are going to happen simply because you are alive, simply because you live, simply because you live. But you have to understand that it's all in the course of living, you know. And if you stay positive, more positive things will happen to you than negative things.
Well, isn't it true? Haven't you noticed that the people who have the most compelling stories about their success are people who've gone through the worst hardships that you can imagine?
Yes. Yes. But
you
they
know,
refuse
and they used
to.
It.
Exactly. They refuse to have a pity party, you know, and say, oh, why me? Oh, I don't understand why this happened to me. You know, but just getting back to trusting yourself and trusting your judgment. You know, here's the other thing. There are some people who have a tremendous amount of resources, right? Now, so you look at them, you know, you can look at them and you can say, wow, you know, why is it that this person is able to acquire these resources and I have less? Here's another thing. Some people need every single resource that they have in order for them to feel good about themselves so they can keep going from day to day.
Mm-hmm.
But see, people never look at it like that. See, we never look at it like that. We look at it as, oh, they're more fortunate than I am. Oh, I'm doing something wrong. No. You're not doing anything wrong. No, that person is not better than you. No. It's just that maybe because of who they are and their personality and everything that has to do with them, they need more just to be able to do the things that you naturally do with the little that you have.
Yeah. And even if it's not as planned like that, but they, you know, it works out that way, that people, you learn more from having to do with less than if everything is just given to you.
Yes.
Right. So,
Dr. Mara, that is also a higher power, you know, that I really do believe in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I really and truly feel that the universe, you know, has everything set up for us. It has everything that we need. You know, we have the inner being which knows exactly what we want, sets it up for us, you know, and it's just waiting for us to make the proper steps to line up with it so that we can receive it. But in order for you to be able to line up so you can receive it. First and foremost, you have to have a certain amount of belief in yourself. You have to know that you matter. People say, well, how do I matter? It's simple, you know, and it's this simple. You matter because you were created and because you are here.
Mm-hmm.
That gives you value. That gives you value within itself. That right there. And see,
right.
that's at the basis of all human, you know, human beings. Because you exist, you have value. You know, now
Go on.
Well, I was going to bring up how difficult it is for a human being to be born, right? I mean,
yes.
All the fact that you actually came to be is pretty miraculous, right? When you think about it. So how can you not be valuable?
You know, exactly. And, you know, again, society is always in place to tell you, to try to tell you who you are, you know, or who
mm-hmm.
you're not, you know, depending on the day and what the subject is, you know, to tell you who you are, who you're not, you know, what you can do. And, you know, but one of the things, I remember when I was a teenager, right, and I was in high school, and when it was time for us to graduate, ooh, I had this tremendous fear because I really didn't know how I was going to maneuver my future, you know, as far as going to college, because my family really didn't have any money. My grades weren't super, 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 so I didn't have a whole lot of scholarships, you know, looking at me. So I had a lot of questions, you know, and I used to wonder, man, how am I going to make it? You know, how am I going to make it, you know? And that was always my
mm-hmm.
question, how am I going to make it? So what I try and do now, and I like to do this with some of our youth, you know, I like talking to them because I like to validate some of their thought processes, and I like to let them know that, hey, it's going to be okay. They say to me again, well, how do you know it's going to be okay? And I tell them, I tell them it's going to be okay because some of the ideas that you have in your head, see, those are the things that's, you know, those are the things that's going to guide you. But what happens is that, see, we don't trust ourselves enough to follow those ideas because if you have a thought, Dr. Mara, you know, that's your thought, it's your original thought because it came
mm-hmm.
from you.
Mm-hmm.
It came from you. It was born in you. So if it was born of you, then how can it not be right for you?
Right.
How can it not be right?
Right.
But see, once you start to compare yourself to somebody else, and when you're looking at somebody else's plight and somebody else's journey, see, it's very easy for you to learn to not listen to yourself. And when you're looking at something else that appears to be better than what you have, see, it's easy for you to be distracted and for you to be drawn to that. But that's not where it's at for you, you know, like you said before. See, that's not necessarily where it's at for you. So we have to learn to listen to ourselves and to know that if a thought originates with us, shoot, at the very least, we need to take a look at it, to investigate
mm-hmm.
it, see
mm-hmm.
how it feels, you know, take a step, try it, because that's your, because it's coming from you. So it's going to work for you. But if if every time you have a thought, okay, an original thought, you know, you don't trust yourself enough because you don't think that you are smart enough, or you don't think that you have the experience, or, you know, all of these things that society and people tell you that you need to have in place in order for you to be successful, all of this criteria that's quote unquote necessary for you to be successful, you know, and to tell you that, tell you the truth, some of those things might be necessary, but the most necessary thing for you to be successful is to believe in yourself, because eventually you will find your way.
Right.
You
right.
will find your way.
I absolutely agree, because I think that we, you know, in our gut, we kind of know what's right for
yes.
us. And
yes.
it's very easy to get thrown off the path by other people who tell us, no, that's not right. You shouldn't do that.
Yes.
So it's really important to listen to that gut and to be able to, you know, say thank you for your, you know, thank you for your interest in what I'm doing, but I feel like I need to do this.
Yes,
right?
And I will give, you know, and I will give folk one key, you know, that works most of the times. So if you have something that you want to do and you share it with someone else, right, and they seem to be so opposed to it, and they can really sit down to you and give you so many, you know, so many reasons, what seem to be viable reasons why this is not going to work for you or why you shouldn't do this, take a step back and take a look at them and their lives. Take a look at them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, now when you look at them, if they are so complete, okay, in every phase of their life, in every category of their life, if they are so complete, then maybe you can consider listening to what they say. But if they have holes, if they have holes in their life, well, then you deserve the opportunity to go with your thoughts, whether they work or not. You deserve the opportunity to pursue your thoughts for yourself, because they're
right.
yours. Because you're,
yeah.
you know, because they're yours.
I like
and
that.
One of the other things that I say, you know, when we look at people, because society gives us a person and they tell us, you know, how accomplished this person is, and it usually has to do with the size of that bank account or whatever, you know, because we have certain criteria that we really pay attention to. Oh, he lives in a big house. Oh, he has lots of money. Oh, so he must be successful. And he may be. But even though he or she is successful, it doesn't mean that they're necessarily better than you, because there is nobody in this entire world at this moment or will ever be that is a finished product, because outside of every house in this whole entire world hangs a flag that says currently under construction. The inhabitants of this place is currently under construction. We are never a finished product. Nobody. Never.
Right.
Never. Never. So we can always work on ourselves, right?
Absolutely.
We can always work on, yeah.
So Reginald, I really feel inspired by you, and I would love to have you come back.
Thank
you. Yeah, I'd love to have you come back and speak some more, because I really think these are messages that people need to hear. But meanwhile, before we have to go, how can listeners find out about coaching with you and getting some inspiration from you in their own lives personally?
Well, fantastic. You know, listeners can reach out to me on Instagram at Coach Reginald Proctor, ReginaldProctor. You can reach out to me there and, you know, let me know that you'd like to speak or, you know, have a conversation. And let me tell you something, we can get it done. Because I am passionate about being able, because this is my prayer every day, Dr. Mara. When I, you know, I get up in the morning and, you know, I have some devotion and I say my prayers, one of the things that I ask is that, you know, is that I be con- you know, be given the ability to speak a positive word into someone's life. Because I would mm-hmm. truly like to see everybody be successful. I would like, you know, to see everybody have exactly what it is that they want so that they can be happy, because there is enough for everybody, you know, and I would love to see people loving themselves so then in turn they can reach out and help somebody else or love somebody else and mm-hmm. just spread the love. And
mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yes.
I love it. You know, and the big thing is that it doesn't cost me anything to do that. You know,
right.
Doesn't cost me anything. And I love doing it. But Instagram, Coach Reginald Proctor.
Okay.
You know, that's the best way to reach me. Or you can reach me via my email, which is my first name, Reginald, my last name, Proctor, @gmail.com.
All right. And I will post both of these on the website post about this show later tonight. So if people didn't have their pen and paper ready, they can just look there later on the post about this program and it'll be there. Okay.
Ooh, Dr. Mara,
so,
thank you so much
yeah,
for the opportunity.
I feel energized. So I can feel
thank
your energy.
You.
So we have to have you back on in 2020 to help get the year going, okay? Let's
it
be
sounds
in touch.
Good. It sounds good. When are you coming back to New York?
I'll be there early December. December 4th
okay.
to the 13th.
Okay, you know what? Drop me an email. Maybe we can get a chance to just say hello.
All right. That'd be great. I'll do that.
Fantastic.
Okay. All right, but warm it up a little bit for me before I go.
I will do my best. I'll do my best.
Okay. All right. All
thank
right.
you
you
so
have
much.
A great evening. All right. Thank you.
You too.
All
keep
right.
helping people.
All right. You too. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye
now. All right. We're going to take a brief break. We have more to come, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Worried about memory loss? Dr. Ronald DeVere, certified neurologist and director of Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders in Lakeway, has been helping those with dementia and memory loss for over 12 years, specializing in the diagnosis, treatment, and counseling of those with memory loss and dementia. Dr. DeVere also has a book to reduce your worry and fear by knowing the facts. Memory loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask, available now on Amazon.com. Dr. Ronald DeVere, Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders center in Lakeway, and his book, Memory Loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 512-261-7909.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240.
Please visit us on the web at www.drmaracarpell.com.
All right, and we are back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Carpell and your Golden Years right here on blogtalkradio.com and drmaracarpell.com. And I feel really inspired. So the topic that I plan to talk about for just a few minutes, because this is something that I've spoken about before, but I had a few more insights, is about getting our bearings in this topsy-turvy time so that we can get back on track and make a better world and live a more passionate life. And I'm adding in an extra way of doing that after my discussion here with Reginald Proctor. So let me just back up a little bit. And I've talked about this a lot, about how it's easy to get knocked off track by things, by life, by things happening to us in life, as Reginald was talking about, that life happens and, you know, we can't control it. We can't, you know, things do happen that sort of knock us off track. And right now, I think things are really in a very difficult time for a lot of people. And I've noticed for myself that at times it can, the stress of what's going on in the world can affect me personally. That energy of it affects us. Even if our life seems to be going smoothly, we are affected by the energy of what's going on in the world. And so it feels like we're on very unsteady ground, and especially if it, if things are going on that affect you personally, directly, but it affects all of us. When other people are in pain, we feel it because we're all connected. And you may not realize that you feel it because of that. You may not know why you feel the way you feel, but we are all connected. And so the pain of other people and suffering of the other people does affect us. And so, you know, I'm constantly on this mission to find ways to feel like I'm back centered, like I'm getting my bearings again. I mean, I feel like I lose my bearings. I feel like dizzy, you know, and unable to stay on track. So I'm doing this personal experiment in a way to find out what works and what doesn't. And some things work for a period of time and then they don't work anymore. But I realized that the main thing is that we need to get back to the basics and we need to stay consistent. So it's not going to be a lasting cure, that we find our way, we find our compass, and now everything is smooth, because life will continue to go on and will continue to get thrown off. So we have to consistently go back to the basics. And one of the ways of doing that, and in speaking with Reginald right now and feeling how energizing that is to surround ourselves with people who are enthusiastic, who are motivational, who really have our back and really do want us to succeed and have words of wisdom, you know, from their own experience and their own difficulties or things that they have learned in helping other people and in helping themselves. So I think that's really important. And whether that person is a live coach or someone that you listen to on YouTube or an author that you read regularly, that you pick up a book, a really inspiring book, and you read it over and over again or read all of their work, or surround yourself with friends who are really, really inspiring and have your back. What, you know, or all of those things, every single one of those things. That's really powerful, to have people that you can really feel that you feel really understand the issues that you're dealing with and have words of wisdom and encouragement and help you to see your own strength and your own abilities. That's really powerful. And then finding like-minded friends, people that you can talk to, the real life flesh and blood people that you can share your experiences with and who aren't going to judge you, who aren't going to tell you that you're doing everything wrong, or that you can't make it, that you don't have what it takes to make it, who are going to build you up and give you the opportunity to do the same for them. So when you are around people who are treat themselves well, who you can tell that they are, that they really feel confident and they do positive things for themselves. Those are people who are not going to be threatened by you. And so they will model for you what it's like to treat yourself like you deserve to live a good life. And they will treat you well. So sort of moving away from people who don't treat you well, those toxic relationships, and moving into more positive, empowering relationships is really important. And how do you do that? How do we find those? Well, you know, you kind of have to shop around. I really think that it isn't an instant fix. You have to look for those friends and who are positive people in your life. And sometimes you're going to meet people and feel that they are, and then discover that they really aren't what they appear to be. And it's okay to say, okay, that didn't work out that well, so time to shop around. I really, you know, I don't think that you always know right from the beginning whether somebody has the right intention. Although I do think that it's important to trust your intuition, and that does tell you a lot. So sometimes we meet people and we feel like, you know, that something's not right. I think that very often we find out later, even if in the beginning we think, oh, no, that we were wrong about that. We find out later that we were right about that, that something wasn't right. So that's a really important part of finding our bearings, surrounding ourselves with people who encourage us. And getting back to basics also includes finding time for ourselves, to be by ourselves and to listen to our own heart and our own mind, to be able to quiet everything down around us so that we can hear what our soul is saying to us and what direction it's telling us to go. So in order to do that, we need to make time. If we're busy, 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 and we're always trying to fill every moment with something to do, and if we don't have something to do, we flip on the TV set or get on social media or call someone and listen to them tell us what we should be doing, then we never have a chance to really know in our heart of hearts what direction to go in. And it's very easy to start going in the wrong direction and suddenly find that we're kind of lost. So spending time every day, getting back to that basic of spending time every day, either in meditation or getting out in nature, or listening to music, or doing something creative, playing an instrument, drawing, painting, dancing. But that time, whatever it is that you're doing by yourself, where you're not filling it with your mind with stuff, gives you that opportunity to sort of right yourself, to get yourself upright when you've been lost. And it gives your nervous system a chance to kind of calm down. That's the other part of feeling like you've lost your bearings, is your nervous system becomes really frazzled. You become overstimulated with everything that's going on in the world, watching the news, hearing people debate each other all the time, getting on social media and getting into arguments all the time, and just, or listening to people complaining all the time. That will cause your nervous system to become frazzled. So you need to have time for healing and for quieting in order for you to get back on track, to get your bearings back. Because if you don't, and you just keep going and going and going, you're going to burn out. So And then, you know, I've talked about this in terms of having compassion and how important it is. I really think that another way of putting it is turning lemons into lemonade. So when you see suffering in the world or something's not going right in your life, to be able to turn that around by making your contribution to changing the situation. So becoming more generous, becoming more compassionate, volunteering, doing your part, even if you don't see the outcome of it right away, that you feel like, oh, I'm just one person doing this, but every little thing makes a difference. Every action makes a difference. For every action, there's a reaction. In Buddhism, they call that cause and effect. Every cause you make has an effect. So getting out there and just doing something positive in the world will shine another light. And there, you know, there's another saying that just one candle lights up an entirely dark room. So your light will make a difference. So even if it's one act of kindness that you do every day, you will feel the effect of that immediately. You will feel that you are doing something. And I've talked about the chemical reaction within your own body and in your own mind of committing acts of generosity, how it does boost your immune system, how it releases neurotransmitters into your brain that help you to feel happier and to sleep better and think more clearly. It also has the effect of giving you the opportunity to meet like-minded people, because if you volunteer, if you join in with a group who are doing good things in the world, you'll meet other people who are doing the same thing and who want to create a better world. And there you are. There's your group of friends. There's your group of supporters. So you're taking care of that whole thing. And then, of course, you know, the basics of exercise, very important to getting yourself into a more clearer state of mind and a more peaceful state of mind. And, of course, eating well. And it's very, very easy to develop an addiction when you're feeling like you've lost your bearing. So you start to drink a little bit more alcohol, eat more sugar, especially this time of year, spend more money, do things that to help you feel better in the moment. There's a chemical reaction that comes from doing those things that suddenly makes you feel good, but it's not lasting. And you just need more and more and more of it, and you'll soon find yourself completely lost in a direction that you never expected to go. So trying to stay away from addictive behaviors is really important in terms of getting yourself back on track. So I've written about this. I wrote a whole chapter about finding your way back on track. That's in my book. I've spoken about it on this program, and I will be speaking about it more. But those are just some of the thoughts that I've been having this week and the things that I've been finding that have been helping me to sort of right myself and find my bearings again. And we certainly all need that right around now. All right. So on that note, Art Mendoza, who's the producer of this program from Accomplice Entertainment, is going to join us and talk about something else that can help us get on track, and that is listening to great music. So we're going to play a little music, and he's going to talk about that.
Just to make you feel okay. Oh.
All right, we're back. And if you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Carpell in your golden years. And Art Mendoza is joining us on the line. We were just listening to one of the musicians that Art's going to talk about. Welcome, Art.
How's it going?
What do you think? You've been listening to the whole show.
That's good. That was Lisa Marshall, who was at the backstage this past Thursday. And an incredible, incredible performance
mm-hmm.
with the trio that she has. And we're going to have a lot of good entertainers coming in. In the previous shows that we've had Tomas Ramirez, the Jasmineian Devil, and also Bobby Mack. And the next show that we're going to have will be on December 12th, since next Thursday will be Thanksgiving, and we're not going to do a Thanksgiving show. But on December 12th, I'll have a mariachi band coming in called Mariachi Los Gallos. And that should be a lot of fun because a lot of people have never heard mariachi music. And I think they've never had a mariachi band in El Mercado, if I'm not mistaken. So that's going to be happening. And
mm-hmm.
Some other artists, also Dawn Miracle, who's also a great entertainer. She'll be playing. And that'll be on the 26th, the day after Christmas. And she'll be doing a solo performance. So we have a lot of things happening there. And hopefully it'll be
a lot of
fun.
Where is this?
The backstage of El Mercado Restaurant, 1302 South First. And music starts usually at 7:30, except for the mariachi band will start at 8 o'clock. And it should be a lot of fun. But now we're going to go see and meet up with Cass Clayton, who has been on the program
mm-hmm.
and will be one of the bands. The Cass Clayton, I think it's Misisi, and what is the name of her group? Anyway, it's her old band. Cass Clayton will be playing at South by Southwest either Friday or Saturday. I'm arranging all that right now. And she'll be here on either March 20th or 21st to play at the backstage.
Okay.
So let's get out of here. Let me play one more song and then call it a night.
All right.
All right.
All right. So I guess I'm going to tell you what's going on next week before Art plays that song. All right, next Sunday, November 24th, we will be back live, and Jim Denning is going to be back. He's author of Make It to Midnight. He's a suicide prevention counselor and public speaker, and he's going to be talking about preventing suicide during the holiday season. Very, very important topic, and we'll have more. Keep up with Facebook or tune in next Sunday to find out who else will be on the show. And if you want to hear tonight's program again and read the information from this program, get the website link that we talked about, listen to previous programs, read my blog, all of that, go to my website, drmaracarpell.com. And to find out what's coming up, follow me on Facebook, Dr. Mara Carpell, Your Golden Years. And you can listen to this evening's program in as soon as 5 minutes from now by going directly to Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/yourgoldenyears. This evening's program was produced by Accomplice Entertainment, Postal Productions, and Psyched Up Productions, and sponsored by neurologist and memory specialist Dr. Ronald DeVere and by Storyhouse. And special thanks to my guest, Reginald Proctor, and thank you to Art, and thank you all for listening. Have a peaceful night and inspiring week. And remember, youth has no age. Good night, everyone.
C'est le bon ton roulé, that is what they all say. C'est le bon ton roulé, that is what they all say. C'est le bon ton roulé, that is what they all say. C'est le bon ton roulé. That is what they all say. Et toi?
guidance offered by Dr. Karpel is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Karpel, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show.